Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf. Hayomi Maseches Erech and Daf Yedches. We begin 12 lines off the top of the Amud at the two dots. Aval Berkarbonos Einukin V'chulu. The Mishnah speaks about evaluating a person's ability to pay, and the Mishnah seems to say that even if his father had left him a huge inheritance, that income is not factored in to determine his financial standing with respect to what rate he's going to get in terms of his erechin payout obligation. The question is why. Aviv meis v'yinich le'riboy, if his father passed on and left him riboy, millions of dollars, oshiru, he is now wealthy. He should be billed at, full rate. Oshiru, amar abavo, no, we're not speaking that it's already his. Ema, let's redefine the case. Maniach loy riboy, we're speaking that the father is a wealthy man and will eventually, right, it's anticipated the son will inherit the father down the road, but hasn't yet. So even though he's expecting a windfall in the future down the road, but since currently he doesn't have it, so he gets a discounted rate. Says the Gemara Pshita, well, obviously if he doesn't have it yet, how could you consider him wealthy? Kshoyav Goises, we're speaking that father is very unhealthy. In fact, he's on the verge of dying. He's in a Goises state. And the point of the mission is to teach us Maud Tema. Perhaps there's room to think, look, the Rav Goises in Lamisa, most likely, right? He's going to pass on, because that's what happened, in most cases of a Goises. So perhaps he's already considered wealthy. The son is. Kamashwan, the point is no. As long as his father is still technically alive, the son is not considered wealthy, in which case he's entitled to a discounted, sliding scale rate. Then we have another case. Mishnah speaks about a fellow who has a huge, merchant ship at sea, Tfinasa Bayam, Uvolo Biriboya, is going to bring him in all the, millions of dollars of income, full of merchandise. Ashiru, once again, why is he getting a discounted rate? He's a wealthy man. Amrav Chizda, no, we're not speaking that it's full of his merchandise. He's a ship renter. He owns a ship. Kshayisa Mocheres, the ship was leased, Moscheres, rented, Yadachirim, to others who are using it. But the actual content is not his. Vayikos Chirus, okay, but he's still getting all this rental income. Well, that hasn't happened yet. Schirus einem shtemelas al basoif. Halacha is that you're required to pay your rent at the end of the term, which hasn't yet happened. So although it's expected in the future, until you collect it, you haven't collected. So it's not factored into his financial picture. V'tepil emishim sfinah, says Dimar, forget the rental, the income. The ship itself is a very valuable asset that should be factored into his equation. Says the Gemara, no, you can't factor it in. Why? Hamani Rabbi Elazar, you're going to Rabbi Elazar. It's not Rabbi Elazar Omer. Imayu Iker, Nishnali Tzamdoi. The Hegdish agent comes to assess his assets and his financial situation. And if he's an Iker, he's a farmer, you can't repossess his tzemed, his pair of oxen. He's a donkey driver. Got to give him the Cadillac. Let him hold on to his donkey. He's not allowed to repossess his critical possessions, the ones that are necessary for his basic income. So it has to be left out of the equation while assessing his ability to pay. So the chamor, in this case, the ship, is not factored in. So technically, it can be a fellow who owns great assets, but if they're producing his basic income, then that cannot be repossessed. It cannot be considered as part of his payout abilities. In which case, he can be entitled to a discount. if it's available, you know, cash is at a minimum. Continues the Mishnah. Hashanah benidr, which was a phrase that we had yesterday. The age bracket is contingent upon the nidr, the person who you're pledging about. Keita, for example, yelad sheherach zaken, a younger man who pledged the erach of an older man. So which rate do you pay? Younger or older difference, you know, huge difference, right? A younger man is much cheaper. It's 15 shekel until 20 years old, and 20 to 60 is 50. So which way? Nice and erach zaken. Since the person that you're making the erach about is an older man, between 20 to 60, so you pay out the full rate. And the same, and vice versa. V'zaken sheerach zayelet. Older man committed to the erach of a younger boy. He gives the lower rate. Ha'erachim b'nerach. Next point was that gender is determined upon the nerach as well. Keitzah, for example, ish she'erach ha'isha, a fellow committed to the erach of a woman, is nerach isha. He pays out the erach based on the isha. Isha she'erach ish. Likewise, if the isha was marach an ish, noisenus erach ish, the payout is based on his gender. Va'erach b'zmana erach. Next halach. In determining the age bracket, the, you know, the flat rate that matches that age bracket, that's all based on the zman, bizman ha'erech, when he pledged. So if there was a change between then and the payout time, it goes based on the moment that he pledged. Keita, for example, ha'richa pochot min chamesh. When he made the erech, the subject of his erech was less than 5 years old, which is a lower rate. Benasa Yasol Ben Chomish, now comes time to pay, he's already, you know, above that age bracket. Or Pachos Ben Esrim, when he pledged, he was younger than 20. Benasa Yasol Ben Esrim, when it came time to pay it out, he's above 20. And all these, Noisin Kizman Erech, it's based on when he made the Erech. Tan Rabon, Ata Hikisha, Hikshesa, Damim Le'erech. So Rashi brings it, it's a Gemara back on Abdalat. Based on the pasuk neder be'erkecha, neder be'erkecha nefashos. So in the same breath we mention erech, which is the flat rate based system, we have neder, which is a simple value rate based system based on market value. So the pasuk is now connecting, linking the two, just in certain respects. Ato yikshesu damim le'erech, you're comparing the damim system to the erechan system with respect to halachos. Margolas lekalim lidin b'chvoidei. Margolos Lakalam explains Rashi. A person is unable to pay out in full. Can't afford. But he has in his possession a margolos, an expensive stone, pearl, whatever, that he can... Well, locally, it's not worth very much here in the farm, right? Due to its low low demand, but he takes it up to the big city, takes it into the diamond exchange. It's going to, you know, fetch a nice offer, nice price. So lekalim is lekal, the ani, you can only pay out very little. Do we evaluate the stone based on local value, or do we say, well, bring it up to the city and we'll evaluate based on the value there? No, we look at it locally. So that's in effect a leniency. Likewise, by erech and Rabbi Halacha, that if he makes an erech on something which is an important limb, a critical element of the other person, his head, his heart, his liver, it's considered as though he pledged the entire value of that entire, you know, entire erech of the person, because that represents his life force. So the same would apply to damim. If I pledge the market value of so-and-so's head, it's tantamount to pledging his full value. So regarding these halachas, we evaluate based on local value, and a vital organ represents the entire person. We compare. We import that halacha from Erechin, because these halachas are stated by Erechin, we import it to Damim as well. Yochel nakish Erechin l'damim. Perhaps we should make a reverse link as well. That just like by Damim, she'itz and kishas nesin, it's all based on the person's value, his market value at the time of payout. So let's say he pledges so-and-so's market value. right? Dmei Pliny alive. You have to wait, you have to assess him, see what he's, you know, appraised at. And then you pay it out. Kishas Nasina. Because you don't know, you have no idea, Rashi says, what he was worth way back when you made that pledge. Right? So it's all based on what's happening now, at the time of assessment and payout. So perhaps the same with Erechim. You pledged the other day, but now you're holding by paying it out. It should be based on today's value, today's age bracket, today's Tamalemika Erechim Ken Yakum. When it comes to Erech, it's based on what was then when he pledged it. Like we said in the Mishnah, it depends on the age of the Erech itself. So we speak about various age brackets with respect to the flat rate of Erech. You have the lowest rate, which starts at a month old, 30 days old, right? Up until 5 years. Then we have the next rate, 5 to 20 years, then 20 to 60, from 60 and up. What about the day of, when he turns 30 days old? What about when he turns 5 years old? Yom Shloishim Kalmata Imenu. So, the day of 30, which means to say, that today is his day 30, he hasn't yet completed 30 days. Yom Shloishim Kalmata Imenu is treated like below 30, until he has a full 30 days. Likewise, Shnas Chamish, he's within his fifth year. So he's 4 plus, but he has yet to complete that fifth year. Ushnas Esrim, likewise, year 20, meaning when he's 19, still hasn't finished year 20. Kilomatimim is considered like below, meaning you need a full 5 to be considered Ben Chamish, a full 20 to be considered 20. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Vimi Ben Shishim Shan Vamala, if it's from 60, Vamala. You've already completed 60, you've passed the 60 mark. And we compare this formula to all the other ages as well. Harionu lemeidim mikulam mishnas shlishim. We can compare this completion element, and we apply it to all other age brackets as well. Ma shnas shlishim kilamata himen. Just like by 60, the year of 60, meaning 59 plus, is still considered below. It's in the lower age bracket until you finish a full 60. Afshnas Chamesh, Ushnas Esrim, Klamat Emen, the same applies to 5 and 20. Well, so the Gemara, how could you compare? Here you're being lenient. Hey, granted, Imasa Shnas Shishim, Klamat Emen, Lahachmer. I understand that year 60 is considered like below because you're increasing the rate by doing so. Because the highest rate is from 20 to 60. So if on year 60 is considered above 60, you get a lower rate. And the fact that we keep it within the 60, 20 to 60 age bracket, he's going to pay a full 50 shkolim as opposed to only 15 shkolim. So here you're applying a strictness, but who says we can apply the same rule to the other age brackets where it's going to result in a leniency and a lower rate? Nasa. So for that matter, should we also consider Shnas Chamesh Ushnas Eshim Klamata Mimenu L'Hokel, year 5, year 20, as if it's below, which will generate a Kula? Rashi explains, because if year 20 is considered above, so it's 50, but if it's below, you're down to 15. And likewise, if it's year 5, if it's below, so it's only 5 shkolim. And if it's 5 to 20, if considered above 5, then it's 20. Right? So again, if it's below 5, it's only 5 shkolim. So you're actually being lenient by considering the year 5 as below. And the same happens to the year 20. If it's considered above, so it's 50 shkolim. If it's considered below, it's down to 20. Not 15, 20, right? So who says we can apply the same rule here? We're going to end up reducing this rate. Nase, shnas chamesh, shnas esrim, kolomate, mimenu lahoka, tamalem, shnas shalom, gzeru shavu, we have a gzeru shavu, which is unchallengeable. So it says shana all over the place. regarding all these age brackets, and we compare Ma Shana Amru Bishnas Shishim Klamata, just like by year 60. The Shana there is full years. Anything less is considered below. Avshana Amru Bishnas Chomish Shnas Esrim. Same thing with the Shana, which is stated by the other age brackets, Klamata Menu. The year of, before you complete that full year, is considered below. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmer, irrespective of what it's going to generate. Full rate, partial rate, decrease, increase. Rav Elazar Omer, he goes a step further. Full year is not enough. Ad shiyu yiseris al hashanim chodesh yom echad. He says, it's not enough to complete the year. You need to go past that point, a month into the next, a full month and into the next day of that month, or the next month. So basically, once he hits 60, it has to be a full 60, it's 59, plus the next year, so you have to complete 60 years, you know, what we call 60 years old. It's not what we're talking about here. Here, Shnas Shishim means when you're 59, the year of 60, leading into a full 60, you have to complete that year, plus a month, a full month, and into the next day. So this is based on Gzeira Shavah, which links all the, you know, different age brackets to each other. Mufna says the Gemara, it must be an available Gzeira Shavah based on extra words. Dila Mufna, because otherwise you can challenge Gzeira Shavah. That's the halacha when you have a Gzeira Shavah, which is just using, you know, plain words, and you can challenge it if it's perceived as a, you know, asymmetrical, you know, type of equation. But if it's extra wording, it's as though it's stated explicitly, you can't challenge it. So these must be extra words, because otherwise, we could challenge it as we just did. How could it compare the various ages to each other? Here it's a kula, here it's a chumra, right? Says the more you write, shana, shana, yisir, uksivi, it says shana many times, they're extra to teach us the gzereshav. Lema masnisin like a rabbi. It would appear our mission is not going like the rabbi. The fact that we need a gzereshav seems not to be in line with Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, you don't need a Gzera Shava. You would know it without it. You would know that 20 means a full 20, 60 means a full 60. The Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, Omer, he told us, Ad Vad Bechlal. So when the Pasuk says, well, if he's anywhere from Mi Ben Chomesh Shanem Vad Ben Esrim, we understand. Ad Ben Esrim means until you've completed the 20. Ad Vad Bechlal. Until and inclusive. The Sani, as we find elsewhere regarding refraining from chametz throughout Pesach, the Pasuk says, "The sani miyama rishon v'mashvi from day one of Pesach until day 7." Now, does it include day one and day 7 as well, or is it up until yochel? Perhaps rishon v'lishon bechlal. When it says from day one, means, you know, from after day one without actual day one included, or shvi when it says up until 7, it means not including v'lishvi bechlal. Kinyan return time base kinyan, as we find in a similar phrase regarding a nega that spread throughout the entire person, from his head until his feet, where there it does not include the head and the feet. Roshai means v'lo roshai b'chalal, means from his head, not including the head. There's no nega on the head. Raglav v'lo raglav b'chalal, until his feet, not including. How do we know over there it's not included? We'll see later. So perhaps here as well, Tamalema comes to Pasuk and says, Adyam esrim echad v'esrim chodesh b'erev. Torah is specifying until the evening of 21, until you're done 21. And Rashi adds the same with day one. It says, you know, the first day, b'erev. So we're clearly including from evening of day one until evening of day, the end of day 21. So it's including. Okay? It's from day one to day seven of Pesach inclusive. That is Tanakam. Rabbi Aymer, he says, no, in itself, we don't need the extra drasha, because in its simple meaning, Rishon means Rishon Bechlal, Shvi means Shvi Bechlal. So when the Pasuk says from 1 to 7, it means including 1, Rishon Bechlal. When it says up until 7, Ushvi Bechlal, including 7. So perhaps here as well. When the Pasuk says, Mi ben chamesh vades ben esrim shana, means including year 20, meaning a fully for year 20, even without a special Gzera Shava. Says the Gemara, no, it's not so. Because I feel the Tamer Rebbe, even Rebbe would agree that in our case it's different. Because you see, if you look closely at the Pesukim, you're going to run into a conflict. Because we have different age brackets that sort of coincide. You've got a clash. Look, what's... what's the status of year five? Okay, for example, when he's actually experiencing the fifth year, okay, between four and five, we call 4 years old, from four to five, the fifth year. What's the status? Is it considered like the lower age bracket or the higher age bracket? Like the bracket of month to five or bracket of 5 to 20 years old? We run into a conflict. Because on the one hand, Pasuk says, well, if he's anywhere from a month old until five, so until five according to Rebbe means including, right? So now we're considering year five as below five. And then we have a Pasuk which says, well, if he's anywhere from 5 years off, from 5 years old until 20 means starting from the year five itself, that's considered like the next age bracket, the one above it. So what is your, how do you define year five? Where do you place it? Below or above? So it's inherently contradictory. And that's why we have to resort to Gzeira Shava of Shana Shana to tell you that all these dividing, you know, points, all these years, year five, year 20, need to be experienced in full. Because while you're experiencing the incomplete year, it's still considered as below. Even Rebbe would agree in this case, a Gzeira Shava is required because Shikuli Mishkali Kroy. A Mishkal, it's like, it's lying in balance. The psukim are sort of balancing each other out. Shikuli Mishkali Kroy. Look, for example, Michtik Siv, on one hand it says, Mi ben Chodesh va ben Chamesh Shana. If he's anywhere from a month until five, including five, so year five is considered like below. Two, then you have another pasuk, Mi ben Chodesh, but if he's from five until, you know, 20, so now we're considering year five as above, as part of the next age bracket, Lumbly. So why did the person say it like this? It's basically telling you that five is considered like above, right? Rashi explains it could have just left out the reference to five. Could have said, well, if he's anywhere from a month to five, one rate, and if he's until 20, meaning past 5 until 20, then next rate. No, the puzzle repeats. From 5 until 20 means now 5 is considered like above, like the next age bracket. So the implications of the psukim are sort of, you know, balancing each other out, and we're sort of not very clear about this. Unless we have a Shav Hilkuch. So as a result, ishtaklu means they've been taken away, they've sort of been cancelled out. Lo the psukim have been cancelled each other out, so we don't have a clarity from the actual psukim. Hence, the need for Gzeira Shava to tell us that any of these shanim are considered like below. Until you fully experience it, you're still below. Amar. Let's just go back and clarify that one reference to the Mitzvah. It's spread throughout the entire person. Mei Roisha Vadral, from the head until his toes. Amar, so we learned. Roisha means, but not including the head. Vloi Roisha Bechlal. Raglav, his toes, his feet. Vloi Raglav Bechlal, not his feet. Until, not including. No, how do we know in this case it's not including Ibo Yisema? One teretz is because the on his head, right, where the, which is a place where hair grows, it runs a different system of nega. Right, the pasuk says that the signs, the simani tuma, which make the negatame, depends where it is. If it's on his plain skin, then a white, you know, the two white hairs are an issue. But if it's positioned on his head, a place where hair grows, so it runs a different system. You have to have yellow hair. So it's unlikely that the pasuk now is going to be combining the head with the rest of his body, because inherently it's a different zone regarding halachas of nega. So when we speak about the you know, this nega on his regular skin spreading, we assume it's up until, but not including the head, which is a different, you know, system. Ibo Yisem, another reason why we exclude the head and his legs and his toes. If I say the pasuk speaks about the kohen noticing it all together. Well, he can't. When he's looking at the person, how's he meant to see, you know, in between his hairs? And Rashi says, any yochalurus barosh, you can't see the neg on surface of a scalp. Now say because of his hair that's growing there, and beregel ben espaletzba on his legs, on his, you know, toes. Between the toes, you can't see it unless you make an extra effort. So it's not considered l'chol mare in a kohen. It's not considered visible and open to the kohen's vision, and that must not have been included in, you know, his situation. Rav Elazar Omer ad shiyuseres lashon v'chayish yom echad. Rav Elazar takes it a step further. Tanakama says that year 20 must be experienced in full in order to rise to the next age bracket. Rav Elazar says not just in full, you have to surpass it by a month and no plus. Why? Tan Rav Elazar Omer nemakan olamalo. We find the word lamalo over here by the time frame of the Erechim. V'nemar lahalo nechoydu shemalo. We find elsewhere by the Levim, who are meant to be counted once they reach a chodesh mala, past a month old. And we compare mala halon ben chodesh yom echad, just look over there, it's a month plus a day, meaning it's into the, you know, next day past the month, finish the month, into the next day. Afkan, chodesh yom echad here as well, when we speak about a 20-year-old, for Erechim was speaking 20 plus, he completed a month plus into the next year. Right, so a month plus part of the next day. Chodesh yom echad. Ve'emo, perhaps we don't have to go that far. Ki hasam, just like over there. Ma hasam, chad yoyma, afkan chad yoyma. Why a month and a day? Over there, the minimum age for counting a levi was a month old, right? The pasuk is saying, well, he has to be into the next day as well. So into the 31st day. So it's just into the day past completing the month. So here as well, Afkan Chadyami, here, perhaps all you need is a day. You have to start experiencing the day past year 20. Why a full month and a day? The point is just, get out of that, you know, get past the minimum. There the minimum is a month, so the next day. Here the minimum, the age that we're talking is 20 years, so a day into 21. Why a month plus? In King Zerushav my honey. Says more. If that was the case, you don't need the Gzera Shava, the Lamalo Umalo that we just discussed. Because even without it, I understand that you have to fully complete and get into the next day, because that's what Lamalo means. You're past. You've experienced full 20, and you're now into the next day, past the 20, right? The fact that we have Gzera Shav is to tell you it's much more than that. You have to really experience that next year. Get a full month into it. Right? Dig your heels into the next year. A full month, and you pass that month into the day following that month. So now you've experienced a good chunk of that next year. Ulamal, you're out of year 20, completely out of year 20, into the next year. Tan Rabban. Shana Hamura Bekachim. So, whenever we find the term shana, a year old. Interesting question. Do we look at the calendar year? Tavshin Ayin Ches, Tavshin Ayin Tes, right? Or is it your personal year? Comprised of 354 days, right? Or perhaps even a full year in terms of hours as well. So, 11 p.m., you know, last year to 11 p.m. this year. Tanu Rabbanan shana amura b'shkotchim. The term shana related to karbonis, the age of animals, right? It has to be a ben shana, right? Or ben shtei shana, right? It's not based on the calendar year. It's based on his year. So a year from his birth. Shana amura bat er chayma, another halacha, that you sell a house in a walled city. So you have until a year to buy it back. So again, the term year is based on your personal year. Exact year since you sold it. Another example, you sell a family, you know, farm, an estate, you have to leave it by him for 2 years, let him, you know, the customer enjoy it for a couple of years, and then you buy it back. So again, the years are based on personal years. V'sheishanash Rebbet Ivri Selda, a Jewish slave who works for 6 years, 7 years out, 7th year out. So it's not dependent on calendar years, it depends on his years. How many years have transpired since the actual sale? How many full years? V'chein Sheba Ben V'Sheba Bas. And likewise, the parameters of year regarding Ben and Bas, we're going to speak about that later. So all these are not calendar based, they're full, complete personal years. Kulan Meis Leis. Interesting, Rashi says Meis Leis. Oisa Yoim Boisa Sho'a, says Rashi. That exact day and that exact hour, in fact. Lushon Abo, the year after. Ulias Linan Basar Minyan Oilim, says Rashi. We're not looking at the world, the calendar years. Chimati Tishri Nichshav Leishata. In that case, once Tishri arrives, the new year, no. The year does not turn over at Tishri regarding these halachis. It needs to be a full, complete year. And Rashi adds even hours. So, Varshan point out that it's regarding certain things that we even reckon with the hours. For instance, the Tesis laid in the Flamidal says it's only regarding the Alacha Batei Rechayma. We have a special pasuk atoim shnas mim karoi, his year, full year, even hours. Karbonis as well, right? The age of the animal regarding carbon, it's also based on the hours. So in any case, we're not looking at calendar years, we're looking at personal years. Says the Gemara, how do we know? Okay, it's number one, shana amur bekachim, and how do we know about karbonis? It's personal. Amur v'achvar yakam akro. Keves ben shnosoy. It's based on his year. Shnosoy shaloi, his year. V'lo, as opposed to shalminyan oilam, the general, calendar count. Shana amur v'ater chayma. How do we know it's personal? T'chsiv at time shnas min kara. Karei shaloi, v'lo shal shana. V'lo shana shalminyan oilam. His year, but not a calendar year. What about the shtei shanim sheb shtei achuza? The 2 years that you have to wait before buying a bag, Pasuk says, leave it by him for a 2 year account. Shnei tvuois. Now, it could have just said shnei, which means 2 years. What's tvuois? To tell you, sometimes he can squeeze in 3 crops into 2 calendar years. Look, you sell it to him, springtime, where it's already, laden with, so he gets that crop, and he plants it the next year, and the following year, you redeem it again, springtime, so it's technically 2 years with 3 crops. That only works if it's personal years, but if the year turns over at Tishrei, then you can't conceivably squeeze in 3 crops in such a short time. Right? Because, fine, let's say he buys it Nisan time, so he gets this crop that's already growing now. Tishrei is already year 2, so he gets the year of the crop of that year. That's it, he's done. The only way to squeeze 3 crops into 2 years is if to time it perfectly. Pick it up spring and buy it back at spring when it's laden again. So that proves to us that in fact it's not based on a calendar year. Torah is telling you that sometimes you can squeeze in, you can harvest 3 crops in 2 calendar years. Shei Sheb Eved Ivri. How do we know that the 6 years of the Eved Ivri is reckoned on his record? We learned that he works for 6 and sometimes into the 7th. Zimn v'shviz nam yavid, sometimes even into the 7th. Into the 7th calendar year before he completes his 6 years. Right? So if you sold mid-year, technically it's now, in terms of calendar year, it's already year 7, but his 6 haven't yet completed until you're, done a full cycle. So apparently we're talking his years. What is that about? In determining the age bracket of the Erechen, of the halachas of Erechen. So 20 years old means not experienced 20 Rosh Hashanahs, it means he's a full 20 year old, etc. It's regarding another matter. The halacha is discussed in Perek Yoytze Daifin in Maseches Nida. For instance, regarding the minimum age for obligating oneself in a vow, right? So once the boy hits 12, we have to take his vow seriously. A girl 11, right? Once he hits 13, he's a full-fledged adult. She's 12. So all those halachis are reckoned based on his personal year cycle, not based on how many tishreis he has lived through. So it's either based on erechin, either pertains to halachas of erechin, according to Rav Yosef, based on the other halachas of adulthood. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Are you arguing with Rav? Miplagisu? Are you arguing with each other? He applied it to Erech and you're applying it to... I'm like, no, he says, look, there's no halach difference here. We're both, you know, applying it differently. But there's no halachic dispute between us. It's just a question of what the Brisa meant. He applies it to Erech and I apply it to... Hachanam Mestab, I'll even prove it to you. Because if, in fact... So more continues. It makes sense, because if there's any machlekes, how would you explain machlekes? Mandam ala Erechen, daifin. So... If you're going to say there is a machlekes, so Rav, who applied it to Erechin, will disagree regarding the Alach of Yetzir Daifin, you know, that Perek and Nida. Vama Rav told us, Hilchasa Bekula Pirku Meis Leis. No, Rav himself made that statement as well, that regarding all those halachas in that Perek, it's all based on Meis Leis, on, you know, full cycles, not based on calendar years. So clearly he agrees in the halacha. Vel Mandama Le'erechin. My time lomel yetzir daifin. So why did Rav apply the brisa to erechin matters and not to yetzir daifin? Adumi dahanach was just to match with the rest of the cases in the brisa, which was speaking about halachas that are found in the actual Torah shebechsav, not in Torah shebaalpeh. Ma dahanach lechsiva, just like the other examples discussed in the brisa, the Ari Chaima, you know, the age of the korban, the chsiva are based on, you know, text psukim in the text. Afhanach lechsiva, likewise. The last item on the list are relating to halachis in actual Torah Shel Chasav, as opposed to matters discussed in you know, the Mishnayis Vidach, and the Rabbi Yisrael disagrees. He says just the opposite. I apply to matters of you know, nedarim and adulthood over erechin, because isakadaita tachsiva, because if you can apply it to you know, the years that are discussed in the Torah regarding erechin. So it should have used different words. Hai sheva ben sheva bas. Why did the Brisa make mention of a ben and bas if it's talking about erechin matters, where the Torah there refers to them as zachar and akeva? It should have matched his language in line with the words of the Torah. We turn to the next element. Sheva zachar sheva akeva boile. And that's why I'm assuming the Brisa is speaking about a totally different matter. Matters of adulthood that are discussed in Maseches Nida, where there, in fact, the Mishnah refers to this, you know, this term of ben and bas. Okay, so I have a whole long list of halachis which are not calendar year based, rather personal year based, erechin, adulthood, korban age, arichayma, stad echuza, and the years of the evediv. Now comes an interesting question. In case you're wondering, why do we find such a difference in terms of the erechin of a zachar and a keva? And more specifically, we find a more drastic, significant drop, a reduction in the erech rate by the aging zachar over the aging keva. Meaning, the highest rate of a zachar in the 20 to 50, 20 to 60 age bracket is 50 shkolim. But once he reaches above 6 years old, it drops down to less than a third. He goes from 50 shkalim to 15. So it gets reduced to less than a third of the total amount. By an ikeva, we don't find such a drastic drop. It only drops to a third, not less than that. Because by Nikeva, the rate of 20 to 60 is 30 shkolim, and above 60 is 10, which is exactly a third. So why that difference? Why does the rate get reduced more significantly by the older male than by the older female? Umayishna Nikeva, why is it that by Nikeva, Dachmeis Kandam, she ages? Kaima, the rate is set atilsa, at a third of its former high rate. Umayishna Zachar, why is it by a Zachar, Lekai Atilsa doesn't reach a third? It's reduced to less than a third of the former rate. Amar Chizkia. There's a common saying amongst people. Amar Inshu. People say, Saba, you have an old man with a base in the house. Ah, he's just a burden. Unproductive burden. Pacha bevesa. But a safta bevesa. You know, a man is perhaps more, you know, goal-oriented, more fixed in his ways, more rigid. So, if he doesn't feel productive, very hard for him to, you know, adapt and be content with doing less, right? It's part of the man's nature. Yeah. All or nothing, right? But a softer vesa, woman, an older woman, a babi in the house, sima vesa, sima rashi is a matmain, a treasure. You have a treasure. She can do other things. Okay, she's not full capacity. She can bake some cake for the 8 o'clock. She can, right? Interesting. Musar Haskell. Person is still within his capacity and get his satisfaction and contentment and enjoyment from whatever he can do at every juncture in life. Be'ez Hashem. But in any case, that's inherent to our nature, says the Gemara, and that's reflected in our erchin rates. So at our high point in life, 50 shkolim, but once it starts diminishing, it drops drastically, even more significantly than by the Isha, who has that flexibility to adapt and to be productive, even at old age. Okay, so we spoke about the fellow was expecting a windfall. That's not factored into the equation in terms of determining his financial standing, his current financial standing, and he's still entitled to a discount if he should be deserving of such. Now, regarding erchin, the age bracket, the gender, it's all dependent on the person you're pledging about rather than the person who's actually making the pledge. So it's about Shimon's age, Shimon's gender, not Reuven's. We spoke about going according to the Zman HaErech, so the age bracket is dependent upon the moment of erech. So even if he, you know, switched up, you got older, by the time you're paying it out, it's irrelevant. It's based on when the pledge was made. There are some halachas that are imported from Erchin to Damim. Damim is the other system where you're pledging the actual market value of that person. So one is Margolis, so the pearl or the you know, expensive item that could fetch a higher rate in the town, in the city than in the town. We don't reckon with that point. We look at what it's worth here and now. Based on that, we determine your ability to pay. Second point, Lidin Mechvaidai. So just like by Erchin, if you refer to the head, the heart, the vital organs, it represents the entire person and triggers a full rate by Damim as well. There's one difference between Damim and Erchin that we discussed, and that's again the matter of timing. So unlike Erchin, where it depends on the moment of the Erech itself, so if he was X years old at the moment of the Erech, that's what you pay, irrespective of what happens later, and the fact that he got older, it doesn't matter. But by Damim, no, it's based on when he was assessed and evaluated, B'shas Nesina, when he's ready to pay it out. Now, when we speak about all these age brackets, the month-old, five-year-old, 20, 60, we learn in the Mishnah that it's Kilamata, so the year of is considered as below until you finish that, complete that full year, based on Gzeira Shava, which is needed even according to Rebbe. Rav Lezer takes it a step further. Not only complete the year, you have to be a month plus into the next year, and that's based on another Gzeira Shava. We learned a whole list of items which are not based on calendar years, based on personal years. And we also discussed the difference in the male-female drop in rates. Maybe we always have that flexibility and easygoingness and amunah and betachem Hashem to keep us productive many, many long years. Bezundat and Svansik, Bezundat to Hate, Surah Stavis.